would you tell me something about the different kinds of dogs that you had that you...
The one that I remember, they had had dogs before that the family had, but the only one I remember was a yellow dog. His name was Kerr. Mm-hmm. Yellow, and he was he was our playmate, and we just thought the world of him. And he would kill snakes. And on our farm, there was part of it was creek bottom, and part of it branch from a spring. Well, it seemed like copperheads, they're one of the worst. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like in our place, there were always lots of them. And he killed no telling how many. And one time, one bit him. Well, the boys had just worried to death about him, and they'd feed him grapes. He finally got over it. He knew how to attack them, but he got mad that time. He attacked that one at the wrong kind. He waited till they straightened out, then grab them in the middle, and give them a swing, and that addle snake, and then he'd kill it. If you attack them when it's cold, it's got all the advantage,
Mm-hmm.
And that time he must have attacked that one in the cold. Because that's the only time I ever knew of him getting bitten.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Did you ever have a little dog that made a lot of noise, would bark a lot?
No, vice dog, yeah. Oh. No, we never had one like that.
Are they hunting dogs or they're not?
No, it was a little old house dog and pet dog. I wouldn't give a penny for them.
Nice.
I wish I had a good dog that would be, I'd say at least a watch dog that would bark,
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing.
Certainly a lot of dogs up and down this road, aren't there?
Yes. Bird dogs, there's lots of bird dogs. People bird hunt, a lot now. The Natchez, over at Natchez Trace, And the deer hunt over there too, and the deer season's up. And last week, I believe it was, in the progress, a picture of a deer, one or two deer that had been killed. Natchez Trace. It's a park, Natchez Trace. Natchez Trace of. They bought up, now that was several years back, some land, that was too poor for farming, and they made it into a park. They bought it up, it was bought up. Natchez Trace, of course, the Natchez Trace is that old road, from Mississippi. Natchez, Mississippi, isn't it?
Yes.
To Nashville, I believe it was.
All the way,
Yes,
I've driven on that. It's a National Park Service, I think, administered,
yes.
Isn't it? Very historic. That's a good idea for a park. The park isn't on the trace, though, is it?
It's part of it. Then there's a big pecan tree there. The story goes that General Jackson, on his way home, he and his army on the way home to Nashville after the Battle of New Orleans, that he had some pecans in his pocket, and he gave an old colored woman one of them, and she planted that pecan. And it grew into that great pecan tree. And it was considered the second largest tree in the world. And something has happened, and I can't recall. A storm or something broke up the other pecan tree, and I can't remember where it was. But anyway, this one has the distinction of being considered the largest pecan tree in the world.
Mm.
Of course, there might be others almost as large, but anyway, they claim that distinction for it.
That's in the park.
Yes, or somewhere near. Now I didn't get to see the pecan tree. I went one time to Natchez Trace when our school children, our grandchildren, all of them, they went. I enjoyed it quite a bit. They had a recreation place for the kids.
It's a very good idea.